Life is okay. Life is good. How about that? The weather
That's
is
good.
really hot here. Really hot. It's been in like the
Sure,
80s.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
It's been in the 80s,
A sweater for me.
80s, 80s. Is that not enough for you?
As soon as I come, it's like rainy, cloudy, cold.
That's a you problem because it's been 80s, and whenever you decide to come and visit, I'm sure the weather will get cold again. But
Exactly.
for right now, it's very hot,
Get on
sunny,
the plane,
beautiful.
get here now.
Yeah, you need to come now. I have to say, I looked it up and Juan and Jessica were on Love in Paradise. That's why he looks familiar to me. It's 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise, and they were on the show. But I remembered his face,
I see.
and that was it. Did they start with them this episode?
No, I think they started with Stevie and Matty.
Okay, yeah. So they started with Stevie has, she kept calling them quirks, but I was like, what's wrong with you, girl?
Yeah, there's so many
Like, she
things.
has a lot of, I don't know if it's just different manifestations of anxiety, but like, there's a lot going on. And,
Yeah, driving on the bridge. Why was she nervous driving on a bridge?
I mean, I don't want to judge. I'm anxious about the weirdest things, but that bridge was like, not even elevated. I thought it was going to be this like scary high suspension bridge, and it was just like a road, like a very wide road that
Right.
goes across the water. But it is what it is. Everybody has
Was it close to
their.
the water? I didn't even see the water.
It was. It
I
looked
just
like it
saw
was
the
like one of
road.
those that goes right, skims right above the water. It's a bridge, but the road is low to the water.
Oh,
But
I see.
she was saying like she regularly throws up. She has to,
I
like,
know. What was she
she
gonna
was pretty
do if
serious
she.
about that.
Yeah, and if, what if she throws up while driving, you know? Then you just gotta let the car go wherever it's gonna go.
I know, it can't be safe. You don't want to pull over on the bridge because then they're gonna keep throwing up.
You can because all your muscles tense up and you have
You're gonna
no
lose
control.
control, yeah. There was that. There was, she was so anxious when she got to the airport. My gosh.
Yeah, she was really nervous getting there
She was
and she was
nervous getting
excited,
there and
nervous,
seeing
and
him, and even when he arrived and they embrace and all that, like she was like,
yeah, she
I don't
needed
know
to
if she was
sit down.
embarrassed or what. They were sitting down and he was like, let me see the sign. And she like threw it on the
Yeah, forget the sign. Just hold
ground.
me.
She was just like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know if she's just excited or what. It was a little weird.
Yeah, she was very
But
happy and excited to see him. And I guess she kind of didn't expect him to show up
I
because things
know.
are so difficult back there.
Really high
So
stakes.
it was good to see. And they he introduced himself. I really like this guy. He introduced himself and they showed his, he said, I'm t you know I thought he was like he looked like he was in his much older, like in his 30s
No,
maybe,
he looks
and he's
young.
like only 26.
Yeah.
I thought he could be at least 30,
You could see when you look at his face, he's like Javune,
he
he's
looks like
young.
he's been through a lot,
Yeah, well, yeah.
and he's a cool dude. I mean, he doesn't, the expression on his face is like he's so calm and cool, and he doesn't criticize anything, he's just very calm, very
It
calming
seems.
voice. And I was surprised that he had hardly had any accent, you for someone that hasn't been outside of Iran for so long. He sp spoke very well.
Yeah, I would say that if he learned English like the way he met Stevie, I'm sure he probably has had a lot of experience learning English with English speakers who are
Yeah.
American or from the West. So,
Yeah, Stevie must have done a good job
yeah,
with him,
we'll give her credit for that.
teaching him English.
But it seemed like he was really just like processing everything. Like, he was calm because he was,
yeah,
you could tell he, it was like slowly, slowly it's starting to set in.
Right.
He was trying to not get emotional when they were interviewing him at the airport. I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but by the time they got to her place, right. I think it was. Or was it her place or a hotel or
yeah,
her place?
They got a hotel room. Yeah.
Yeah. He was already like, if I went back,
it was super
breaks my heart. Yeah. It's, and already you can see, because I said last week, we're going to have to keep a close eye on them, because just in regard to maybe resentment or the tension between the two of them, because she said this episode as well. She's like, I'm not your family. Like, I can't be that for you, but I can be, I don't remember what she said exactly, but she was like, I can be your partner.
She was nice about it too, you know.
But at the end of the day, like, you can't replace your family, and you can't replace a support that they provide you. So something else needs to happen, whether that's trying to meet them in Turkey or him starting therapy, or he really, this is like a really hard transition. And I can imagine it may cause issues if they don't have, you know, other elements of support in place to kind of help him through that.
Right.
But already she's like starting to get a little insecure. She was saying about.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's he had just got here and he was settling in that he might not be able to go back. And when you're in Iran, you have all these family and friends, and they're so close, and you know, you're together all the time. And he had just had to say goodbye to them, and you know, come here. And you're so excited on the trip, on the plane, to get here, and you don't really think about those things until you arrive. And once you arrive, and you literally are in a different space, then it hits you all of a sudden that, oh my God, you know, it's like I'm, you know, on a different planet. You know, this is not my, you know, this is no, it's not Kansas anymore. I'm in the U.S. and especially being in the U.S. that, you know, you've heard all kinds of nonsense about, you know, U.S. back in Iran that, you know, it's weird. It's different than if you go to, I don't know, Canada or Australia or some, or England or Europe for that matter.
Right.
That you came from Iran to America and the country that it's, you know, called the Great Satan all the time. So
yeah,
it's everything's so weird, and it's just trying to process everything. And if that's what he was like, quiet. But I think that's a little bit of his nature as well. Like, he's like,
He seems like that, you know? Yeah, for sure. Which is good. Like, and it's good that she, I liked that she wasn't like, I don't know, some people can be pushy with people who need time to process.
Right.
And it seemed like she was allowing him to do that. And she was like, she wasn't like, what do you think? Why aren't you talking? Like, she let him.
Yeah, pushing him so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was nice. It's like, she let him kind of take in what he needed to take in, and all that.
I think
that,
she's the fact that she's a little bit older. She's 37, and you know, she's had kids, and you know, she's independent, and you know, she's doesn't really, you know, have to do those things, you know.
Yeah.
And she let him be a little bit, and he was just, you know, she showed him around in New Orleans, and you know, he kept saying, oh, you can't do that. You can't do this in Iran, and all kinds of, you know, stuff. But he was cool with it. He wasn't like, you know,
judgmental or anything.
Like,
yeah,
Adnan or Mahmoud, or you got to dress like this. You know, wear a long sleeve and cover yourself, and none of that bullshit. You know, like the fact that she wrote Mahdim, like he had to explain.
Oh, he explained that. Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah. It was cute that she did that, you know, and she understands the language a little bit, I guess, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like him. I'm rooting for them, and it was good. It was good. I liked his personality.
Yeah. And, so far, I approve this message.
Yeah.
The only other thing I'll say before we move on to the next couple is that I don't trust people. And I'm just nervous about his intentions, having only seen her for a week.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of people in Iran who still definitely want to leave the country, even if it means they have to say bye to their family.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I don't know. I'm not that much of a romantic that I'm like, they love each other and they want to be together.
Yeah, that's
a part of me is like, you know, exactly. He just wanted to get to the U.S.
We're going to find out soon enough. I mean,
yeah.
Knowing that his options are limited, that kind of pushes him towards lowering his expectations, maybe. Maybe, you know, it's like, you know, he will deal with whatever he has to deal with now that he left, you know, his country. And now that he's here and, you know. But he seemed, I mean, I'm totally the opposite. I think things will work out.
We'll see. I mean, I think it'll reveal itself very quickly because of the fact, because of what we just spoke about. Is like, if the relationship isn't solid, it'll dissolve very quickly because he doesn't have his family, he doesn't have his friends, he's not in his country. So we'll find out soon enough. But I'm just keeping an eye on that because... Right. With any couple, not just an Iranian guy, with any couple. If you meet someone for a week and that's it and you propose to them, I'm like, what's going on here?
Right.
So we'll see.
Love at first sight. Eh?
Yeah.
As they say. I mean, it could happen.
Sure. Whatever.
One in a million.
Next.
So as much as I liked Matty... I totally disliked Mina.
Oh, wow. Sure. Yeah, she was exactly what we thought she was going to be like.
I mean, either she's like, you know, she's just being French or that she has major attitude, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like she came and she saw and she hated everything and she wanted to leave already.
Yeah, you know? I get it. It's not Paris, but this guy has like a huge home. A beautiful plane to take you wherever you want to go. He adores you and this daughter.
The house is huge, but it's like...
It's dated. It's fine. Like, you can fix house. That.
Like, what are you
doing? Oh, you too now?
Know? It's like, what kind of furniture? Well, how did you furnish this place? It's like... it's a huge place, but at the same time, it's like, show a little bit of taste and, you know... And get
that can be changed. Listen,
and not even that. At least take the family picture off the wall.
No, see, I don't
family picture with.
I didn't like that. No, no, I didn't like that she said that because that's his kids' room. Even though they're adults, those were their rooms.
Yeah, but
what is the problem with that?
He has lived there for 8 years by himself.
I thought this was the house that the kids grew up in.
Okay, so if there's nobody else... What is it?
I thought this was the house that his kids grew up in.
Oh, I don't know.
Because if that's the case, like, let them have their rooms. And what if he only has a photo of his kids?
I don't know if it's the same house or not, you know.
I assumed because his kids are grown.
At some point, I guess, if that's, you know, that's the first house where they grew up in. But at the same time, if they have not come back and you're lived alone for 8 years there, and at least you can take the sign Jordan off the wall.
Why?
You know, because you have somebody that is coming to your life and is not, you know, is going to be different with her. You're going to start a different life. So fine, if you want to have pictures of your kids, I understand, but picture of your kids and your ex-wife, that's kind of weird to me, you know?
I don't know.
At least put him, like, make it, like, take Jordan off the wall.
Listen, if I were slightly more insecure than I already am, which is pretty...
His daughter lives in Florida, for God's sake. And she,
but, like, maybe he doesn't want the daughter to feel like she's being erased or replaced, you know?
But that's
like,
only
he seems...
in his mind. I doubt it if the daughter thinks given the slightest thought to that, like, if I ever go back to his house, what if my name is not on the wall anymore? I mean, she couldn't care less. She's living her life, you know.
I guess.
She's independent, out living in Florida. She's never going to go back to New Hampshire, you know.
All right, fine.
So
fine.
It was like,
yeah, I think he maybe could have done a little bit more preparation work in terms of the aesthetics of the house
to the new person. Like, okay, but I put up a picture of you and me on the wall, or something like that. You know,
yeah, but
or a picture of our daughter or something. Or the, you know, I'm sure he has some pictures of her. It's been what, she's like a year now or something like that. Year now,
yeah. 2 years, 21 months, I said. But all I'm saying is, I think that Mina's reaction was outsized. Like, right. Keeping that in mind, like, I think there is a way to be like, yo, I would want to change things about the house, but it'll do for now. Not, I refuse to live here, da da da. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, we just again, give it a chance?
It's like, it's a culture shock. It's like you come from Paris and you enter suburb, I don't know where this place is, suburb of New Hampshire, somewhere in the suburbs, and you there's nothing around, and there you don't see other people at all. Your house is, the back of your house is a runway for a plane. I mean, she enjoyed the airplane ride, and that was fine, but other than that, it's like you're in this huge house. I mean, living in Paris, I'm sure just living in the city, like you have these little apartments and, you know, you don't have like, you know, big houses. So
I don't get it. You said you
overwhelming.
You said you didn't like her attitude. Now you're agreeing with her. What is going on?
No, I'm just trying to explain the way, you know, anybody would feel, not just her.
Well, yeah, I get that.
Having said that, like, compare her to Mahdi. Mahdi did not complain at all. All he said was, like, everything's great. It's beautiful. I like old. I like this hotel room. I like this sign. I like that. It's cool and this and that. But with her, even though it was a culture shock, she was complaining. Like, I want to get out of here. She had that attitude where Mahdi was the opposite. I guess I'm saying that she's just like that. I mean, that's going to be a problematic ish, you know, thing for them to argue about. But, you know, this I don't like either one of them. I don't care. I mean, he was like greeting, you know, and the kid was running toward him. It's like, oh, here's grandpa. Like,
you know,
he looks so much older compared to her. And it was weird for me. Like, your daughter and your granddaughter are here. Like,
that baby was so cute, though. My God.
He's like, let's send an Uber.
Yeah. I do like, though, that we got to see a little bit of the emotional side of Mina when she started talking about her son.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't imagine how hard that must be.
There are so many questions here. First, how come she got American passports? They're not even married.
She didn't get American passport.
Yeah, she had American passports in her hands.
Because she was saying my son's passport didn't arrive, but I figured it was a French passport.
From the distance on the screen, it looked like American passport. I'm like, how the hell did she get American passports? They're not even married yet. How's that happen? And then I started thinking, oh, maybe he has, you know, he knows people in higher places and, you know. He did.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. Because the French passport, I think, is burgundy.
Right. So she was holding two American passports in her hand.
How did they do that? Maybe you caught on to something and maybe they're already married.
I mean, it's possible. I don't think there's any way legally you can get an American passport if you're not married to someone here. You know, if it's not your spouse, you have to come here with a visa and then get married.
I didn't clock that, but that makes sense now.
Unless they got married in France.
Something, because she said the reason why her son couldn't come was because his passport didn't arrive in time. And I thought, shouldn't he already have a passport? Like a if it was a French passport.
There were American passports.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, so continue. What's your next question?
And then how do you leave your son behind? And for how long? You know, what does your sister do? Is she staying at home, mom? Or, you know, there were no explanation like, oh, my sister doesn't really work. She's at home and she can take care of him. And how long is this going to go on for? Like a year, year and a half, two? What's happening there? Like she didn't say any.
She didn't say timeline, but from what I understand, the passport is on its way to him. And then once he gets that, he can come. Her concern was, because from what I've heard from the 90 Day cast members over the years is one, to get a K-1 visa approved is time consuming and expensive.
Right.
And I don't know if they would reissue it if she allowed it to expire and never came to the States and never married him. So right. She was like, I didn't really have a choice. The visa would have expired if I stayed and waited. So maybe she does know it'll take over 90 days for her son's passport to arrive. So I think her thinking but then was
wait till his passport comes and then come with him.
Well, what she said was the visa would have expired. So that tells me that she knows the passport is going to take over 90 days. Do you know what I mean? She made it seem as though she was running out of time.
If she has an American passport, what difference does it make?
Well, we don't know the answer to that question.
Exactly.
Yet.
So we have to go back and, you know, look at that.
We got to see if she's lying or not. If she has an American passport, all of this is for
exactly.
Because
that's
it wouldn't
what I'm
matter.
Saying. Yeah.
But she made it seem as though
none of it makes sense. Unless it was like French.
I need to go back and watch this. It was in her hand, or did she say, I have an American passport?
Yeah, it was like she was showing it off. It's like, we have our passports, and I don't know.
All right. I'm going to rewatch it.
It was a passport. That was for
real. Okay.
Sure. You know, her son, stuff about her sister, and, you know, she was understandably crying. But, you know, if you're upset that much, then you could have waited. You know, before coming here, I mean, you live in Paris, for God's sake. I mean, you know, your life is not in danger. And, you know, this guy could have waited. I mean, he's already old. He's not going anywhere. Something's up because, you know, if you could just come in any time, you don't have to come here just for that purpose.
I don't know.
Come see his house and, you know, see if you like it or not and just, you know, make your decisions later. It's odd, you know.
It is odd. You're right. I'll give you that. It's weird.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't care about these two. I hope it falls apart at some point.
You sound like me.
It's just like, go back to France, forget the whole thing, you know, take care of your son. And this guy will keep flying until he drops dead. You know, that's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
Next.
Next day, we saw Jokainen's Harper finally. And
oh my God. He made me laugh so hard. I need to play the clip. I'm going to put the clip in.
Three best things in life was peeing, orgasm, and K-1 visa.
They don't let me. They didn't permit that.
You're kidding me. Mm-hmm. You have everything.
It would be unfair to let you in.
Why?
For American guys. Because I'm too handsome.
He goes, they told me what I do for a living. I said I'm a professional narcissist. He's fantastic. He has settled into his little personality and we all love it. And he really hams it up, and it's fantastic. But
I know. I like his relationship. I totally relate to him because, you know, I'm from from that area, from that culture, about his relationship with his parents and how he doesn't want to, you know, break their heart. Now he wants to, you know, tell them the news.
They're older. And, he doesn't want to leave them as they're older.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the time
he says
where
the parents look to their kids to take care of them when they get older. Like, you know, that's how the culture is. And same in Iran. It's like you totally depend on your kids to take care of you when you're older. And I totally relate to that, and I like that about him, and that how he was not, you know, he was showing that he was upset that they were upset. But, yeah, you know, he said that if this didn't work out, she kind of wanted to go back to U.S. anyway, so it would have been finished. So at least this way.
Yeah, that was big. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the other thing was that when they say that, he said that, oh, you can't, when we get married, you can't come because it has to be, you know, 3 months and this and that. Right. It's like, guys, get married in City Hall. You don't have to have a big ceremony. Wait.
That's
for
exactly
your
parents what I thought. Yeah.
To come here and then, yeah, you know, at least tell them that. It doesn't have to be a big, you know, wedding.
No, yeah. Just get it done for the sake of the visa and exactly wait till they get their visa to come over, right, and then have a proper wedding. I totally agree.
Then everybody can participate, you know.
I think I think he has a certain level of guilt because he's an only child as well, which they exactly clarified. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't get it because I haven't had to leave my parents and go to a different country, especially right, not in their older years. But right, I don't know. There are worse things. I think it'll be okay. Like, clearly he has to wait a certain period before he can leave the U.S. once he's there.
Right.
But I think, you know, Turkey and the U.S. have decent diplomatic relationships. He'll be able to go back. Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to get tourist visas. It'll be fine, guys.
Exactly.
I think
it'll be fine.
I'm trying, you know, I'm not, I don't want to be insensitive because I understand it's hard.
But it was, but like he could have, or even Shekinah, they could have explained it a little bit better. Like, you, at some point, you guys will come and we'll celebrate together and it'll be okay. We can come and go once, you know, exactly when, you know, we have the green card and it'll be okay. You know, he hasn't even given up his apartment or whatever he has over there, right? So you know, it's not like he's abandoning everything and leaving for good.
No, I think
so. That's that they should have explained it to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they made it sound like I'm just taking off and this is it, and they look, you know, they look worried, you know. About,
you know, how Sarper is. He was doing it for dramatic effect, but I think
possible.
I think,
and the cousin was upset too. It was like,
I know they really love him. My God,
they're not coming back.
It'll be
fine.
Guys,
he's coming back. Relax.
He's coming back.
Let's leave the Gregory and Joan to last for last
okay,
couple.
Fair.
Because Jessica and Juan were kind of short. I mean, it was the day after they stayed in a hotel, and they were driving back from, I think it was
Denver.
Where did we pick them up from? Denver, yeah. Denver back to Wyoming. And it was funny because as soon as they were driving, like, it was some of it was nighttime, so you couldn't see anything. It was like there's nothing around. and as soon as it hit dark and they got closer to Wyoming, he said, "Well, it smells like poop here." She said, "Oh, you get used to it."
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been to Wyoming. Gross. How bad could it be that you smell cow poo from the highway coming into town?
That's bad. Yeah. Wait, can we just, you skipped over the hotel. Maybe I'm just paranoid, but the way they ended that scene, it was like everybody's right, going to bed. The baby was just like sitting upright in the bed with them. I'm like,
yeah,
are you going to, are you going to put the baby to bed?
He was auditioning for the 90 Day Fiancé. He was just
like,
staying up. Because the
camera
crew's
still
there.
It's so dangerous to co-sleep with two adults and a baby. Are you kidding me? Like,
I know.
I hope they had a cot for that baby, but I was like, we're just gonna shut the lights off and the baby's like sitting up wide awake.
Yeah, David is like, you guys
what's
still
up?
Shooting, aren't you? The light's still on. Get out of here.
Yeah, I hope that they went back and put the baby to bed the proper way. But
yeah, what worried me the most about these two was him paying so much attention to the baby
and not the other boys,
hardly interacted with the other two kids. And I think that's something that we have to watch out for in the coming episodes to see if
those kids.
Yeah, they really.
They love him. My God.
They want him to be their dad. And
yeah.
So far, I haven't seen any of the scenes. I haven't seen him like holding their hands or talking to them, or all he's doing is like, I mean, it's been like 48 hours. Let's, you know.
I know. But it's definitely.
So quickly, but, you know, he's like, you know, constantly looking at the baby and playing with him. And yeah, I mean, the guy is only, what is he like? I don't even have his age. He's 31.
She's 30. He's 31? Okay.
Right, he's 31.
I don't remember if she said anything about the father of her other kid. Is it one dad? Did she say?
I don't know.
I don't think she shared that, but these kids seem like they are like dying for like male.
Exactly.
Like, a male figure in their life. Like they just dote on him and they want his attention.
Keep,
and it's
they keep hugging
very
him.
Very sweet. And, yeah.
Sleep on the bed with him. And
they really they seem to really love him. And closer. So. But hopefully he
can, you know, react any differently, but hopefully it'll change.
Yeah.
And they got into the car and they were driving toward Wyoming and they got bored at some point. So he says, so what do you guys do when it's, you know, boring like this in the car? He says, we play card games. He said, card games? Where are the cards? I said, no, car games. Like spotting the cow.
I Spy is the worst car game. It's the worst car game when you're driving through middle America. There's nothing to see.
Yeah.
You got to play some other kind of... We're as a family, we were very into car games during road trips. And well, we had very complex car games. You got to really stimulate these children's brains. Okay. No I Spy.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to see shit different for hours. Right. So.
Yeah. He says, Spud Land with the jello grass.
Exactly.
Oh, yellow. And they get to the house. And this is like the weirdest
layout
I've ever seen in my
life.
Oh
my God, it's so weird. What the f*** is going on?
It's the living room and the kitchen. I don't even remember if there was anything else up there. And then everything else was
there's a bathroom upstairs too. There's a full bathroom upstairs too, apparently.
Upstairs. And everything else downstairs in the basement. The two bedroom downstairs, half a bath and full bath. And then you have to go through the kids' room to get
None of them have doors? Bath. Like what is that all about?
There are no doors. And he was like, there should be a door here. Where are the doors?
My first order of business would be add doors if I were him.
Yeah, you gotta renovate that place a little bit. You know,
forget their own privacy. Like children need privacy. Everybody needs privacy, guys.
I mean, I kind of understand why she first of all, she's by herself. She is one income earner, I guess. But I'm sure she gets some help from the ex.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's by herself and she's raising the kids, the arrangement in the house is perfect for one parent. Because you're close to the kids, they can come to you anytime they want. There are no doors. Nobody gets locked out. And it's fine. But once you're married, you know, somebody else comes in, both parents are there, then you're going to need doors. You know, because you got to teach, you know, kids some privacy. And, you know.
I know. I don't know if she mentioned if her kids sleep in the bed with her or not, but like it was kind of giving.
I'm sure they did
that
something.
Kind of. It felt like that kind of thing where there's not really any boundaries between her and the kids because she's just her and them all the time. So
exactly.
They got to make some changes for sure because that looked like not fun. And seemed like he was also like uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to be naked going to the shower with the kids right here. And, you know, so
Yeah, and she kept saying, "Well, this is parenting. This is parenting." No, it's not. You can have doors. It's like, give me a break. And, you know, at least say, okay, so once you moved in, then we'll think of something. You know, say it to him like that. Instead of you saying, "Well, this is parenting. You have to get used to it." No, you need some.
Yeah, you make some changes. Somewhere. Yeah. Yeah.
It can't be like that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And the new couples are Gregory and Joan. So Gregory is a Long Island guy.
From Islip. Yeah, baby.
Italian from Long Island. So there's always like food around. And he does baking. He bakes bread and he sells it door to door. I mean,
I didn't think that would be lucrative, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever works. The bread looked great, but you know, you can't earn much money from just selling bread from door to door. You know,
he made it seem like he was. I didn't want to say it.
I mean,
he made it seem like he was doing like fetish food content online.
Maybe, I don't know.
Like, I think that's probably how he advertises his bakery stuff, but like, mm-hmm. there may be something else going on there, but
right.
Either way, he's not making enough to live on his own. He lives with his mom.
No, he's practically unemployed. That's what that means. I mean, you can't really compete with all these, you know, great bakeries on Long Island.
In Long Island, forget it. The freaking sandwich because they did a whole montage because he was saying, I was 400 plus pounds and he lost a bunch of weight recently. And was like,
yeah, he lost
that f-ing sandwich. They showed a sandwich that I'm still thinking about. It was a cross section of like pesto, mozzarella, tomato, some type of meat. I was like, oh my God. I mean,
you're constantly around pasta and bread.
I want it so badly.
You know, that's a formula to gain weight real quick.
Yeah.
And there's always family gathering and, you know, so you have food around all the time.
Yeah.
And the way they met was that he fell asleep on the shoulder of a passenger next to him.
So weird. Oh my God, this story is so weird.
It turns out that, and the guy next to him he's from Uganda and owns a safari business there. So the guy invites Greg to go visit him in Uganda. So he goes there and he goes to the guest house at the safari place or, you know, whatever. I don't know where the place was, the guest house. And he gets to see Joan and they meet each other and they talk a little bit and stuff and nothing happens. You know, they just say goodbye and he leaves. And they don't talk to each other for about a year and a half. And he feels like he missed out on this girl that he met there over there. She finds him on social media, you know, contacts him and they started talking. And, you know, next thing you know, they're talking about her coming over here and starting a new life together. So
I just remembered, too, it seems like he's also a handyman because they showed him doing, like, plumbing work.
Yeah, so he does that favors too. For his friends, so he goes to...
Oh, they don't pay him?
I don't think they pay him for it.
Okay, never mind.
So he's a nice, like, Italian dude. He doesn't, you know, he helps out. So he goes to fix his friend's dishwasher. And while he is fixing the dishwasher, they talk to each other like, you know, so what's going on and what's happening with Joan and when is she coming? And he says, well, he's the CEO of an NGO. She's the executive or whatever. And she has a bachelor's degree in business and financing and all that. So it's like a step down for her to come here because
I was like, and he kept saying, like, life is better in Uganda. Life is better in Uganda. And I agree with her.
Right.
I don't know much about Uganda, so I can't talk
on
that.
He kept telling her, you know, she was asking questions, and he kept telling her, we crossed that bridge when it happens. And he kept talking about this future. And the friend told him, like, listen, future is now. You got to think about what you're going to do right now. Forget about the future. What do you, it's like, you don't have a job, you don't have a place to live, and you keep talking about this future, and your, you know, potential wife is coming, or fiance is coming over here.
Yeah.
And you have to think about doing, you know, making some money right now.
It's very Niles, it's very Lauren, it's very Josh.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know how people live like this, because I'm just so...
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't pay rent, he doesn't pay, he doesn't have a mortgage, he doesn't, you know, he lives with his mom.
Like, what is your plan?
And his mom does a lot of stuff for him. He's 35 years old, and I feel bad for him, because at some point, when he talks about his life, he starts, you know, crying, because he feels like he didn't plan anything for, you know, in his life. He didn't go get an education. He didn't learn a skill. He didn't do anything to make his future better for himself and his family. Yeah. So he was sad about that. But, you know, he's still 35. He can still do a lot of stuff. You know, he knows how to fix dishwashers.
Yeah. I think that probably has a lot to do with his weight. Like, once he was that size, he probably was like, forget it. Like, there's nothing out there for me. I'm just not going to meet anyone. And now that he's half the size that he was, and his life has kind of, maybe his mood has improved, kind of life has turned around, he's just starting to be like, what do I want to do? Like, do I want to, going to get a wife, and, you know, all this stuff. So we'll
and probably see. His mom enabled him to do, you know, doing nothing, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
If she had pushed him a little bit, like, go get the degree or community college or learn a craft, learn a skill and get a certificate in plumbing, or, you know, do something, join a company or do something with your life, you know, things would have been different. But I'm sure she enjoys being with him. You know, he's hang out with mom all the time. She does stuff for him, and he kind of likes that, you know, somebody.
Yeah, I think they both laundry, like it. It works for them.
For him. Yeah.
So, I have a feeling once Joan is here, she might give him a kick in the ass a little bit.
Yeah, she's going to have to.
Because she seems like an overachiever. If she's the head of an NGO, like,
exactly.
We'll see.
I know.
How she and, feels when she's here.
Yeah, you can't stay like this. I mean, he kept saying that, okay, so we're going to give it a year and a half, 2 years. And no. You got to think about stuff, doing stuff right now, you know? Whatever it is that you need to do, do it now while she's here, while she's, you know, when she comes. So at least she can see what you're doing, something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just, you know, talking about the future. No. It's like, you're 35
years old. The time is now.
Time is now. You know, if you're going to learn something, if you're going to get a job somewhere, if, you know. I mean, I like the guy, but, you know, he's got to move. I mean, he can't just, you know, bake, you know, sell bread from door to door.
I mean, like, if it's lucrative, do it. Hey, there's so many new weird careers nowadays, but it doesn't seem like that's the case.
Yeah, but
it seems
how much
like it's
is
more...
he going to make from baking?
I'm saying if he's making a good amount of money, do it. But I think his first step is to cut the cord between him and his mom. That's going to be
a big...
Well,
his mom suggested when Joan comes over, how about you guys sleep in separate rooms? And first he said, well, what are you talking about? It's like, you know, at some point in, like, you know, 90 days, we're going to get married and be, you know... husband and wife, so what difference
is
it?
Yeah, but you live in your mommy's house, so...
So then he explained it, that he understood that it's mom's house, and he kind of has to respect that, you know, her wishes, but at the same time, mom is asking too much, come on.
It's like, yeah, I don't know.
So what, they're going to do it, so she doesn't want to hear the noises, fine. They'll wait till, you know, they'll show respect when she's out of the house, they do whatever they have to do. But
gross.
I'm sure they're not going to do it while she's downstairs. You got to give him,
think about that.
You know, cut him some slack.
I feel nothing about this couple right now.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know her. I don't have any opinions yet.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna go.
Yeah, it's still early. Like, it's still, we're still getting to know them. We still haven't even met one whole other couple.
It was funny that when he was fixing the dishwasher, and the friend was giving him advice, and it got to the point where she said, "Well, Greg, you have to grow up." I was waiting for him to say, you know, fuck you, lady, I'm fixing your dishwasher for free. You're telling me to grow up? Get out of here. You know? But it was like,
pretty bold, you know, from someone who needs their dishwasher fixed.
Yeah, it would cost you a few $100 to have somebody come in and fix it or something, you know?
Yeah, just shut it and let him do what he wants.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was the five couples that we saw. And we still haven't seen the last couple, Sean and Aaliyah. I don't know.
Mm. Okay.
So I guess we'll see.
That'll be next week on. Go ahead. Sign us out.
90 Day React, Bubbas and Matt. Well, you didn't say thank you, everyone.
Say it the right way.
And hope you join us again next week on another episode of 90 Day React, Bubbas and Banter.
Yeah. Very nice.
Come join us, please.
Please, we're lonely. Come.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Talk to you next week.
Bye, Bubba.
Bye now. Khuda hafiz. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.